reading from Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Welcome, listening friend, to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's July 15th, 2013. I picked those verses because recently I met a young man, a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, that is doing his best to delight himself in the Lord, writing God-honoring music that testifies to God's goodness, so I believe in the coming days what he does for the Lord will prosper. Well, in just a minute, I'm going to introduce you to my new friend, Josh Ehrman, who recently presented during Audio Feed Music Fest at the Champaign County Fairground a little over a week ago. But before I introduce Josh Ehrman, men, tonight the Singing Men of GNN launch into our new season. If you have a desire to sing and declare the wonders of God, we meet at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy, 7 to 9 p.m. Come on out and join us. Realizing this morning's program re-airs in the evening, no problem. Head on over right now as we'll sing till 9. Well, as many of you know, 2 weeks ago I had Jim and Jennifer Eisenmenger on the Monday and Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, and they talked about the Audio Feed Music Fest that was coming to the Champaign County Fairgrounds the 4th of July weekend, and they also shared some of their own life story and testimony. Well, the Audio Feed Music Fest came, and it was wonderful, and if you were tuned in last week, you heard from Glenn Clark and some of his music that included his family, his 8 children, and that was recorded at the fairgrounds as I brought in my microphone and recorder. While I also met up with Josh Ehrman, he was presenting in the acoustic tent. He's a singer, songwriter, musician, and I so appreciated the message that he delivered, his mannerisms on stage. He was just a delight to hear. He was funny, encouraging, and his music and testimony was God-honoring. So I thought to myself, I got to track Josh down and have him share his story. Josh is about 25 years old. He was born in St. Louis in 1989, raised in a Christian home, but his father passed away with a brain tumor just before Josh turned 5. Josh's mother effectively modeled prayer and going before the Lord during these hard times, but for about the first 17 years of Josh's life, he felt like he was playing church. But through a book called Irresistible Revolution, a transformational work began to take place in Josh's life, and he stepped out with a friend and said, "Hey, let's start our own home church." He loved that small group setting, the transparency, the sharing, just that unstructured time of coming before the Lord through worship and studying God's words. After a few years of that, he joined another church where he was seeking after some godly people with lots of life experiences to help him grow in his own faith journey. Music and worship became more of a focal point in his life in his early 20s, and at the age of 20, he recorded his first CD in Nashville. Josh Ehrman went on to finish up his associate degree, but it was during this time that he noticed the power of writing and singing songs with his own personal experience had an impact on people, and he began sensing and praying that maybe the Lord was leading him in this endeavor. He learned to ask God some tough questions during this time, and this is a point in his life where he really started seeing God providing for him. So let me quickly set the stage. Josh and I were looking for a quiet place to do this interview. We were at the Champaign County Fairgrounds during the Audio Feed Music Fest, and so we elected to walk about 5 or 10 minutes over to the horse barns, which are in the north end of the fairgrounds, and we found a chair and a bench. I basically handed Josh the microphone. Other than when he sings a few songs and plays his guitar, I held the microphone, and you'll hear that today and tomorrow. But it was an adventure to record this conversation, as there were a lot of birds singing, a woman periodically was going by with wheelbarrows full of manure, a dog kept showing up that wanted to be pet and see what we were doing, there were these nasty flies constantly biting my ankles, not Josh's for whatever reason. If you listen closely, from time to time you'll hear a horse neighing. What's the sound that those horses make? Well, you'll hear them from time to time. At one point, we had to stop as they were getting a horse trough or something because they were going to do baptisms during the Audio Feed Music Fest. During tomorrow's program, you'll hear a helicopter that flew over. A few cars drove by because we were just outside the racetrack. But Josh held his composure, will sing a song for us, and shares what I think you'll find as a God-honoring testimony with points of application for all of us. So here's singer, songwriter, musician, Josh Ehrman.
Hey, Mark. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to share with you and Great News Radio my story, a little bit about my life and my testimony. I will go ahead and start just by giving some background and some context. I was born in St. Louis, Missouri, to my mother and father in 1989, October of 1989. A couple of years later, my sister came along, and we were raised in a Christian household as long as I can remember, so that's always been part of my life, and always like a default. For a long time, I didn't own it personally. It was all I knew. I didn't necessarily choose Christianity. It was just a given. And then right before I turned 5 years old, my father passed away of a brain tumor. And that kind of introduced me to the pain and the suffering you can experience in life at a very early age. And I didn't understand much of it. It didn't make a whole lot of sense. But my mother and my sister and I continued to go to church and read scripture. And I started to see my mother, the types of prayers she would have with the Lord, and just times of like absolute pain and heartache, and taking those things to God via prayer. Sometimes they were, I guess, more emotional than others, but it was hard to see that at a young age. But I, looking back, I value that because it gave me almost this level of trust in God that, like, we can take anything to Him, even, like, our worst emotions, our angriest, our most heartbroken, or feelings of betrayal. Like, God wants all of those. And so, remained in the church, the same non-denominational church from the time I was born until about age 17. I realized that something needed to shift. I realized I was just kind of playing the game, so to speak, going to church, saying the right things. Because I grew up in that environment, I knew when to pray, I knew what types of things to say, but a lot of it didn't mean a whole lot on a deep level. So I left that church, and there was a book that had a particular influence on me called The Irresistible Revolution by Shane Claiborne. And I remember reading that book and just being amazed by some of the stories. Shane had a community living situation in Philadelphia. There were so many stories about just like trusting God with simple things like providing food for the day or places to live that kind of freaked me out, to be honest, just because people were in these situations where they were dependent on something that they couldn't see necessarily or couldn't hear or understand or contain intellectually. And the idea of that freaked me out, but it also moved me because the stories were amazing of God's provision and attention to detail and their needs. So from reading that book, I had another friend who was also pretty hyped up on it, and we decided to start a house church. You know, and we are like late teenagers, early 20s, don't really know what we're doing. But it ended up being a good thing in a primary, like my primary church for a couple of years. And that introduced me to like being removed from the like common practice of the church. Some of the things we can get caught up in, having to do programs, having to have this type of music, anything like that that had grown stale to me, was given new life in this totally relaxed environment. We were meeting in my friend's mother's basement and just like sharing life and being honest and being vulnerable. I learned a lot about vulnerability in that time. At that time when we were having the meetings, we met every Sunday night, there would be either myself, my friend Chuck, who is the other guy that helped start the church, we would kind of trade off playing music and some other people. Initially, it started out as a bigger gathering, and we'd all kind of like whoever wanted to play drums or hit on things, you know, the beams holding the basement up, like whatever, you know. It was just really informal and less structured, and there was something about that that at the time I really connected with. So that carried on for a couple years, but I understood the need for some wisdom, some people who had been walking with the Lord longer in their life, had more life experience, because we were all just a bunch of very young 20-somethings. I was in my first year of college. So I started attending another church in St. Louis, and that's where I started to play music, or as we would say, lead worship, about once a month. And around the same time was when I had started playing music that I had written at open mic nights, coffee shops, things like that. So they were kind of took place at the same time. And the fact that I was able to play at church in a very small church environment, maybe 50 people all together on a good week, where I could like make mistakes on stage, was very, and like still be embraced and accepted, was, it wasn't all that intimidating of an environment. So it gave me a good start to start slow and gain some confidence, and people would often comment on how they were blessed by it or enjoyed it, I don't know. But I really enjoyed doing it, I knew that much. And so music became more part of my life. And when I was 20 years old, I recorded my first CD of my own music down in Nashville, Tennessee. This was prior to my moving there. And from recording that, I started playing concerts a lot, opening for friends' bands, or house concerts are my favorite, playing in people's living rooms. So I continued to do that until I graduated with an associate's degree from the community college I was attending. And then I had been working at a local hardware store for 5 years, and I quit that job and finished up school. I chose not to continue my college education, and I went on tour for 2.5 months, playing all over the country, mostly everything east of Missouri. Went out a few places west, went to Colorado and Kansas, but that was about as far as I made it. And just started sharing songs with total strangers. And there was something about the connection that took place, having written these very personal lyrics. Often some of my song themes are based on, there's a lot of like scripture reference or reference to God and like the relationship therein, as well as just personal life experience. So to write about those things and then have someone else that I had never met before connect with them in a deep way and have it impact them, it showed me that there was something special there, and that vulnerability, as scary as it is, be one of the most beautiful things in life because of the connections it can make. And it kind of, when one person's willing to be vulnerable, it kind of lets everyone else's guard down. And I learned that from playing shows, and I think that's why I continue to do it. I would say, if anything, that's my main purpose in music, is just honesty and vulnerability. So, Mark, you've asked me about the time from around 17 to 20 where I started to own my faith, or it became something that was real to me. To be honest, I really feel like that's a process I'm still going through, but what initiated it, I think, was just, honestly, I think it was a few things that were subtle. The Irresistible Revolution, the book I mentioned, was a key player. Some friends that I had at the time who were also kind of fed up with the institution of church but weren't willing to give up on God, figured there was something there. That, and I think in a lot of ways music has kind of encouraged me to like just pursue deeper emotions. So the summer after I graduated high school, I attended Cornerstone Festival, and that had a very big impact. I think some of the music I was listening to around the time, both bands I saw at Cornerstone and some that I wasn't able to see, they were willing to, they weren't afraid to ask questions. And so for me to see that in people I respected, whose music I genuinely loved, I wasn't listening to it because I felt like it was music I should be listening to. I loved it, and so that's what I listened to. And to have people not be so concerned about boundaries, or people who weren't concerned about offending people, they just wanted to, like, through their music, be honest and open. I think that kind of set the bar for the type of life I wanted to live. I didn't want questions to be off limits because I felt that I didn't want to be afraid of an answer being no, because I would rather ask questions and come to some sort of resolution than live my life pretending like I wasn't wondering them. So I would say the combination of music, friends, various literature. I was a big C.S. Lewis fan early college years, as are most, I find. I started to take scripture seriously. I enjoyed reading it. I enjoyed praying to God. Because my father passed when I was 4 years old, I've always had some difficulty seeing God as a father, and within the past few years that's been reconstructed and, like, restored and repaired, and it's been very, very cool. And a lot of that has had to do with me moving from St. Louis to Nashville.
In case you just tuned in, you're hearing from Josh Ehrman. He's a singer, songwriter, musician that I heard present just a little over a week ago at the Audio Feed Music Fest that was held at the Champaign County Fairgrounds. And I believe they're working on the dates for next year, and it's going to be right around the 4th of July weekend again. But I asked Josh to tell some of his story, some of his life experiences, and how he saw God leading. And I asked him to also play a song. So stay with us for that special treat. Also, this is part one. Tomorrow at the same time, you'll hear the rest of the story. You can find out more about Josh's music ministry at joshsounds.bandcamp.com. That's joshsounds.bandcamp.com. Back to learning more about Josh Ehrman's faith story.
So Mark has asked me, prior to leading into the story of how I got from St. Louis to Nashville, to share a song with you, so you can get a feel for my voice. And I keep doing all this talking about music, I figure I should do some playing too. So this song is called Angels.
Son's life, the angel may not come again. Count the cost, Virgin Mary, your son they're going to bury. And though he shall rise, your son they're going to bury.
The first couple verses of a song called Angels I wrote. I don't want to give the whole thing away because it's going to be on an upcoming CD, but there's a little sample for you. So, the story of how I got from St. Louis to Nashville goes a little something like this. After getting back from touring for 2.5 months, after graduating college with an associate's degree, I started working at a grocery store, Trader Joe's, and I was working there from November of 2011 right up until October of 2012. And within that time, it was a lovely job. I enjoyed it. The people I worked with were great. I was paid well. The work wasn't too hard. I felt like I had a good thing going. But I started to think about moving out of my mom's house. I had turned 22, and I felt that it was nearing that time, especially if I wasn't going to be continuing school. So I started talking to some folks in St. Louis, some friends of mine, about getting a place in the city. And as I started to have those conversations, Nashville kept coming up. I had visited there several times at that point, but I kept thinking about it. Some good friends of mine from Nashville had come to town, you know, and I just, being around them was very encouraging, and I enjoyed it. And around that time, my mother walked into my room one day out of the blue and just approached me and said,
"Oh no, you say, Mark, don't stop the story now. What did his mom have to say?" Tune in tomorrow. There's some more great storytelling and unique ways that God was at work. Find out more about Josh's music at joshsounds.bandcamp.com, joshsounds.bandcamp.com. And in fact, the song I'm closing out with, called Autumn, I got from that site. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night. And if you missed a portion of this broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org.